You're listening to the Well One Connection, connecting you to important healthcare information. The Well One Connection is a weekly program of Huron Regional Medical Center. Huron Regional Medical Center, providing quality healthcare close to home. Online at huronregional.org.
We are here again this week with Jason Barnhart, who is a certified registered nurse anesthetist, or CRNA, in our surgery department. And we're continuing to talk about the types of activities that we can do to help people with pain. So welcome back, Jason.
Thank you.
And this week we specifically want to talk about within a surgical procedure, before and during a nerve block procedure that you can do.
Correct.
Tell us about that.
We have several different options depending on what type of operation you're having on blocking special nerve group roots that control pain perception to that area. So what we do is we use ultrasound guidance and we find those nerves and we numb up that area and we go in with a small needle and we employ what we call local anesthetic or numbing medicine along with some other pain adjuncts that don't include narcotics. And what that can do is provide pain relief or block those pain receptors from anywhere from 24 hours up to, we've had up to 72 hours with some of our blocks. It depends on the type of procedure, but we have procedures from anyone that has a C-section here. We do what we call a TAP block or a transabdominal peritoneal block, which is a block that goes into your abdomen on a bunch of pain receptors that control the pain of the incision that they made. Pretty much every person that has a C-section here does get one, and it does provide extensively good pain relief that patients are literally only taking Tylenol and ibuprofen post-surgery. Anything we can do to stay away from narcotics in this day and age is a better outcomes for the patients. Some of the other types of blocks we do, if you have a total knee replacement, we do what we call a femoral block. That blocks the pain receptors kind of that control pain perception to where they make that incision to do the total knee anywhere from 24 to 30 hours after surgery. We have found with any type of total joint, if you block that pain perception for about a day, that patients do extremely well in the recovery process on being able to move around quicker, get up faster, and actually the length of hospitalization is shorter, which is always a good thing. Total hip replacements, we do what we call a PANG block, which is a paracapsular nerve block. It's kind of the nerve bundle that controls the pain perception to that area. Same with kind of the femoral block with the total knee, the total hip. They will receive anywhere from 24 to 30 hours of good anesthesia coverage in that area. For shoulder surgeries, we have what we call an interscalene block. We place that prior to surgery because that one also helps with surgery. And that one, we're using a new local anesthetic with it that was approved by the FDA and can actually be effective up to 3 days. Especially shoulder surgery is quite a painful surgery, so if you can block that pain perception for that long, patients usually don't have much pain after day number three.
It's really kind of in our mind, right? If we have surgery, we think it's going to hurt really bad, and then when we move that body part, if it doesn't hurt or we can't perceive that it hurts, we're much more likely to have a better attitude.
Absolutely, yes, that kind of goes hand in hand. Anytime we can stay away from narcotics, obviously we've had an opioid epidemic for quite some time now, so anytime we can stay away from narcotics, the things in the body just work better. Patients are moving better, getting up better, and the length of stay in the hospital is shortened. Those are all good things for patients and for surgeons.
And even outside of the worry about potential addiction to narcotics, our bodies just really don't do well after surgery.
Correct.
A lot of people have a lot of difficulties.
Yeah, it slows down everything in your gut from moving well, slows down your intestines. You don't take as deep a breaths, so it leads you to risk of pneumonia and those kind of complications after surgery. So we do everything possible in the anesthesia department now to try to stay away from those narcotics and try to employ more of the new nerve block technology.
I've even heard of people who have anxiety as a reaction to narcotics. So all kinds of things that just aren't good for us
Correct.
In our healing process.
Yes.
So is a nerve block something that I need to ask about if I'm having a procedure here, or is it just part of the plan?
It's generally a part of the plan. Obviously, we explain the risks and the benefits of everything that we usually do for a plan for each procedure with the patient, and it's always up to you if you want to receive that block or not, but we explain everything in the preoperative phase of your surgical experience here, and we, along with the patient, will come up with the best plan for them. And so it's always a discussion in our plan of care with them. So it's always something you can ask about, but it will be brought up by your anesthesia provider each time.
Let's recap a little bit about your specialized training that you've had to offer this, as well as outpatient pain treatment. Tell us a little bit about that education and the fellowship that you're working on now.
Peripheral nerve blocks have been kind of a mainstay in anesthesia training throughout history, and there's new blocks and new blocks and new blocks always coming along. So we always have ultrasound guided courses.
Yeah.
The other anesthetists here always are looking for new and better means of providing new pain coverage. And also when it comes to our chronic pain management that we discussed last week on the back issues and hip issues, I'm furthering my education with a pain fellowship over the next year to increase my knowledge of chronic pain management and also provide more services here.
Do you feel like we've sped up in our ability to learn more about pain management lately? It feels to me like we're learning more and more about the body.
Absolutely. And I think that'll be a continued process, especially in anesthesia.
Thanks, Jason, for taking time to visit with us today. And thank you for your commitment to helping our patients manage their pain and live pain-free quality lives. If you are interested in learning more about whether or not your pain is something that could be helped through our chronic pain management services, visit with your healthcare provider, or just visit our website at heronregional.org and search pain management.
You've been listening to the Well One Connection, connecting you to important healthcare information. This program is for general use only and is not meant to replace the advice of your doctor or other medical professional. If you have questions, contact your healthcare provider. The Well One Connection is a weekly program of Huron Regional Medical Center, providing quality healthcare close to home. Online at huronregional.org.